An online attack ad against Senator Hillary Clinton has been at the center of a mystery buzzing through Washington all week.
One month ago, I began a conversation with all
The clip is a remix of the 1984 Apple Super Bowl ad. Hillary Clinton speaks while an image of her face is projected on a gigantic screen. Drones of drably dressed men watch in a stupor or march in lockstep.
And I've really been impressed by how serious people are.
Then an athletic woman wearing an iPod and running shorts bursts into the room, chased by a group of men in helmets. The woman hurls a sledgehammer and the screen explodes. A message then appears. You will see why 2008 is not like 1984, and it's followed by a big O for Obama. The creator of that ad went by the mysterious name Park Ridge 47. That's it. Overnight, however, he revealed himself as Phil DeVellis, until yesterday an employee of an internet consulting firm with ties to Barack Obama. The whole episode is a reminder that in the age of YouTube, slick campaign ads are no longer left to the pros. Almost anyone with a computer and the technological know-how can do it on the cheap, anonymously, and without following federal rules and regulations. Jason Stanford is president of the political research firm Stanford Research, and he joins us now here in our studio. So glad you're with us.
Thank you.
Now, viral ads, as they're called, are not exactly new, but this ad with almost 2 million hits just this week, something new here?
No, not really new. It's just more ubiquitous now. With YouTube and the spread of broadband internet access, everyone can watch these ads. It's the sex, drugs, and rock and roll of politics. Most of what we see on TV, everyone's general experience with politics is pretty controlled and boring. This is fun.
Now, does this make it harder for the campaigns to control the discussion?
If there's
like this sort of separate stream, almost a parallel universe where these ads are running?
Yeah, it absolutely makes it impossible for them to control the dialogue. But I'm not so sure that's a useful thing if one campaign can assume control of the entire political dialogue. It is America.
You know, you make no apologies about this. You do opposition research. Candidates hire you to basically find unflattering things about their opponents. But in this case, it seems like you have a new battlefield and an entirely new kind of soldier.
Yeah, and we're all just kind of finding our way through this battlefield. It's entirely new. We don't know how it will change things. Most of what we do is trying to push politics out of our controlled realm and into the real world and get people to actually start talking about it and, you know, ultimately voting. This is already out there in the real world. A million people might have seen this ad, and they were largely political professionals, but a lot of people who don't work in politics saw this ad. And that's the thing that's uncontrolled and that's wild and that's really exciting about it.
Exciting.
Yeah, because we don't know what's going to happen. I know if I press button A in politics, 67% of people are highly likely to do X. I don't know what happens when this ad goes up. And it's the negative ads that are getting all of the juice here. Look at Hillary Clinton's most positive online ad about the war. And I guarantee you that most of the 15,000 people that saw that ad were there to figure out why exactly she voted for the war. Remember that ad about her screeching the national anthem?
Mm-hmm. One point, singing the national anthem off key, I think, is...
Yeah, yes.
How you might describe it.
You can tomato, tomato. Mm-hmm. 1.1 million people saw that. People are there looking for something different, for something funny, and for something kind of a little mean.
You work exclusively with Democrats.
Yes.
In the work that you do and the political consulting that you do. Are campaigns from both parties using this new arena?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen really good negative ads against John McCain, Mitt Romney, all these guys. Everyone's dealing with it. The only reason we're talking about this ad is it was especially good.
Jason, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us. And just for the record, which campaign are you working for this year?
Lots of them, but none of the presidential ones.
You're on the sidelines there.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
That was Jason Stanford. He's the president of Stanford Research, a political consulting firm based in Austin, Texas.